community ought to work out with itself and not have to bring down here to Salem. I think there's sometimes Salem needs to get involved with some local issues. I don't, in my mind, and as I draw the line on that continuum, this hasn't risen to that level yet. So I'm going to vote no in the name of local control and encourage the parties to work this out on their own, even though I think this legislation will help prod that even more. But I'm going to vote no today.
Okay. Representative March?
Notwithstanding that Cascade Locks has plenty of parking, there are local elected officials here that they should be dealing with, and I don't think this is a matter that the legislature should be dealing with. It's a local issue.
Thank you. Representative Hill?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Colleagues, the problem here is that local governments have refused to continue the discussion. We've seen a letter coming from Mike Burton, the executive director from Metro, simply telling people that he's not going to deal with it and go talk to somebody else. And so it's the proverbial runaround. The state of Oregon has invested a significant amount of money into this facility, and I find it very interesting that the very organizations which are charged with promoting transportation and mass transportation are finding every reason in the world not to to promote the use of this public facility, which we've invested hundreds of millions of dollars in providing to the citizens of this area. All this bill does is say go off and figure out a parking system. It is permissive as to what it may do. It gives them all the ability to limit it. Metro was so kind as to provide copies of the contracts, and they've already entered into a contract that allows with the parking committee to accept money for a pay parking system. So all the tools are there. It's just the willingness of these bodies to go off and to enter and embark into it. I think this is totally appropriate in terms of what you have a community and a number of neighborhood associations which have worked for years to try to resolve this issue and have been unsuccessful and are seeking redress from the legislature. And so I think it's totally appropriate, and that we're not imposing a solution. We're imposing a framework for a solution and giving the tools to the local governments and to the citizens around there a mechanism to work it out. And I think it's totally appropriate, and I would urge a yes vote and send this to the floor.
Representative Tomei.
Having come from local government, I am just deeply offended that we're looked upon as Big Brother that is going to make decisions that affect local government. This obviously is a problem that is happening between several branches of local government, and I think it is totally irresponsible of us as Big Brother and Big Sister to come with a hammer and say, you must deal with this, you must make this decision. I think we need to say to our local government, this is your issue. You need to come with a responsible decision. This is not the purview of state government to be meddling in local government. So I will be very definitely voting no on this.
Okay. Thank you. Representative Cruz.
Committee, I've got a 10:15 meeting.
That's good to hear. Any other discussion? Okay. I would just make a quick point, and that is there is definitely a statewide concern here because we do have a huge investment in this, and the statewide concern is that when people from Eastern Oregon or Southern Oregon or Douglas County decide that they want to come up to the Portland area and they want to be able to get on MAX, they should have a place to park to be able to do that, and especially if they're trying to keep their car off the street. From the standpoint of using the transit system, and if we do not make transit as convenient as using your car, people will not use a transit system. Plain and simple. With that, clerk, call the roll.
Representative Dick.
Aye.
Representative Brown.
Aye.
Representative Erard.
Aye.
Representative Hill?
Aye.
Representative Tavori?
No.
Representative Smith?
Aye.
Representative Tomei?
No.
Representative Worth?
No.
Chair Crumwell?
Aye. House Bill 3540, having received the constitutional majority, is declared passed. Representative Hill, would you carry this, please?
I certainly will.
Thank you very much. With that, I will close the work session on House Bill 3540, and we stand adjourned.